Tina Arena, your sports check, up in a sec.
The Pool Room celebrates the sporting winners, losers and all the really weird stuff in between. Search for The Pool Room with Tony Armstrong on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Teams are in for the grand final. The Lions have made a surprise call. Connor McKenna, who has been the sub for the last three finals, will be in the starting 22. As expected, Darcy Fort will replace the injured Oscar McInerney in the ruck. And another big footy name has landed at Channel 7, ex-Saint Nick Riewoldt to join Kane Corns and Caroline Wilson next year. The Kiss cast is next.
The King Living Spring Sale is on now. Save up to 50% on selected Australian-designed award-winning furniture. Hurry, sale on now. Shop online or visit a King Living showroom today.
Sunny today with a top of 17 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny and 23 for the grand final. Then showers and 19 on Sunday. Right now in Point Cook, it's 7. In the city, it's 9. And thanks to Chemist Warehouse, this is the Kyle and Jackie O Show on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Could you put on fucking Kiss FM?
Thank you.
Broadcasting live.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Across Australia.
Kiss Satellite.
And around the world.
Radio hosts Kyle and Jackie O.
The Bear Have No Filter.
A show in Australia called The Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Keith Urban is having a birthday today. We've rung up Keith. Keith, you there?
Hi. I'm in the car.
Oh, hi, Nicole.
That's awesome.
That is crazy that you got a hold of it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You can change his number now. You know what these celebrities are like.
Kyle Sandilands and Jackie O, they've turned waking up their audience into an art form.
Hey, this is Ashton Kutcher, and I'm hanging out with Kyle and Jackie O.
I saw you with a little pair of gay shorts on.
Yeah, did you like those little shorts?
Man, I want to see you walking around LA in those little shorties.
Yeah. Oh, man, can I say that on air?
Yeah, we said it now.
Yet again, King and Queen of Radio, none other than the great Kyle and Jackie O, back where they belong. They've got better every single year, and they are truly the last genuinely fearless radio show left on the FM band.
And nobody should listen to it and you will be a massive failure. You've got the intellect of a kumquat.
This is Mark Wahlberg.
Done a million things. Boogie Nights, Ted 102, Daddy's Home, the other guys, Shooter. There's been thousands.
I'm a very busy guy, but every free moment that I have is to be spent with you guys.
Yeah.
Kim speaks out, talking to the Kyle and Jackie O radio show.
Hi, I'm Elton John.
I have friends who live in Australia, and you've really gone through the mill there. I follow it every day.
The rockstar radio duo.
The Kyle and Jackie O show.
Let's get it started. How are we feeling? Thanks for those.
Kyle and Jackie O.
It's a good name, right?
Listening to another station at 6 a.m. is like dog shit.
Tucker Carlson.
Okay, I can see why you're number one in Australia.
You're listening to the boy from the big bad city.
This is the best radio show I've ever heard in my entire life.
You guys are incredible.
The golden microphone is on.
Hi.
Good morning,
everyone. From Hollywood today. Hey, Brooklyn. Hey,
hello.
Jackie.
Friday. Hi, Kyle.
Jackie, you look so LA today.
What does that mean?
You've got
exactly?
New haircut. You're browner than normal.
Oh, yeah. Had a tan. Got a blow wave. Yep.
You've got that. Tick. You've got that sort of doughy LA chick, you know, sort of half high, half tired.
Oh, I'm definitely
not. Is it
not.
A procedure? Is it weed? You know that LA girl look?
No, well, we had the late night, Kyle.
Did you?
We did have a late night, Kyle. We went to a place called Barney's Beanery.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds like a fun joint.
Yeah, it is.
It's like
Is that gay? Is that a gay joint?
Oh, no. It's like half gay, would you say? A lot of them, it's a lot of models.
Is it an eatery or a club
you
or what?
You can eat there.
You can eat there, but it's like a bar.
Like a saloon bar.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yuck.
Yeah, where you do karaoke and you do...
Oh, that sounds shit.
Oh, it's so good. It was so good.
What time did you go to sleep?
I didn't.
What?
I didn't.
You've been up all night?
Yeah.
What a bloody tragedy.
No, it wasn't.
What
because
do you mean?
We were out, though. It wasn't that. Like, Brooklyn slept. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's just that I but
everything
stupidly,
shuts at 2 a.m.
Yeah, so we weren't out beyond that or anything. We got home. It's just that I had quite a lot of Red Bull, and so I couldn't sleep at
Is
all.
Is Red Bull a code for something?
No, it's actually just Red Bull. And
she's got one open in front of her
well,
right now.
Well, because I now stop. I need to wake up again.
You're an addict.
No, yeah. I think I
You're
am.
You're a Red Bull addict.
I think I am. Only so when I'm away.
You'll look so nice and you'll be so awake, but you'll have no teeth at some stage.
like an ice addict.
That's what I feel.
Might as well just do the ice instead.
So you're that easily affected. You stay up all night on a couple of Red Bulls.
I did, yes. Wow. And could not get to sleep.
Imagine her on a couple of Cracker Jacks, Brooklyn.
Yeah, but it's not a couple of Red Bulls. It's constant Red Bulls.
How many?
Actually is. How many should like drink eight.
Eight?
Yeah. I'd say so.
They're thin little tins. Yeah, you can do it.
Yeah, well, no.
Doesn't it say on the back of the tin, I think like, it says no more than
only
two a day?
Only two you're supposed to have. There's a limit.
So you're ignoring the health warnings?
Well, only
you know better than the scientists.
I feel I'm quite immune to it these days.
Based
after
on what?
Years and years of coffee, I feel like it does nothing for me. What coffee not doesn't wake me up, nor does it keep me up.
What a poison poise.
Oh, my God, my brain is so foggy.
I can bring you back if you want, just to say.
That took me ages to figure that out.
Yeah, and we're like 2 minutes into the show. We're in the 4 hours. Tyler Henry, you know that little gay-looking, geeky, psychic medium?
He's a medium and he's great. Yeah, he's coming on the show today as well.
I've bought some things from my dad's father. I've got my dad's ring here, which is a disgusting ring that I remembered being beautiful, but it's very old, got the diamond in it.
Yeah.
And in this little tin here, I've got some of his ashes.
But hang on, we didn't know we were interviewing Tyler.
No, my brother bought all this over because he wanted to wear Dad's ring at Graceland because, you know, Dad was a big Elvis fan. Sorry to... There's a big Elvis week this week.
Yeah.
And then illegally, he's going to sprinkle out of his pocket some of Dad's ashes into the garden at Graceland.
Oh, that's
really cute. I wonder how many people do that.
I think a lot.
Yeah, I reckon they would because loads of dads are
But I don't think
fans.
You're allowed to just go there and start dumping out ashes.
It's
all on the slide.
You definitely have to do that on the DL.
So I'm going to leave these on the table when Tyler comes and I'm going to pop him out and see if he feels anything.
Yeah, I always love it when he comes because, you know, we all want to hope that he reads for us. Oh, I've got something coming through.
Yeah. But you don't have anyone who's dead, so.
Well, yeah, I have like grandparents.
My dad's dead. Bruno's dad's dead. Yeah. My brother's dad's dead.
I know
dead.
You've got more direct people that are
Brooklyn's
dead.
Brooklyn's dad's dead.
No, he's alive.
Oh, is he?
Yeah. Oh, I played tennis with him not long ago.
Hey. What? I've never heard this.
Well, when I say not long ago, a year ago.
Played tennis with Brooklyn's dad.
Well, he came and joined us,
Jackie could be my stepmom.
Oh.
Brooklyn.
She's trying to skew younger, bro. No one wants to be some old Mrs. Brady knockoff. No.
No, it was in a group. It wasn't a date.
In fact, you're never
going
to find the right fellow if you're always hanging out down at the homo joint. Right? Those bloody joints, there's no one there for you.
But they're the most fun and I just love hanging out with, like, you know, they're just great.
Last
like, it's
night
fun.
Was just such a mix. It was pure LA, wasn't it? Like,
yes,
everyone
it
wants
is.
To be an actor or a singer, karaoke.
I met a guy last night. He followed us out, right, because some Aussies had recognised us.
Right.
So this black guy follows us out. And
he was Aussie?
No, he wasn't, but he was told by the Aussies, oh, she's famous,
right.
So he follows out, he goes,
so he thought, oh, here we go.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, I'm a musician and an actor, like, you know, follow me on Instagram type of thing.
Yes.
And he was pretty high, wasn't he, Brooklyn, don't you reckon?
High?
Yeah.
Could have been, I guess.
I reckon he was high, that guy.
Brooklyn wouldn't have been paying attention to a black man trying to get your attention. He's freshly married, looking at his own fella.
And then I'm like, oh, okay, so like you're an actor and a musician. Like, what are you, you know, he goes, okay, I'm more like a background actor and part-time drug dealer.
Oh, so the honesty came out very quickly.
The honesty came out. And then the next time it was like, a bit part actor and a ketamine dealer. Like,
right. So as the conversation continued, more and more honesty.
So that's the type of people that are there.
That's what you're after anyway, isn't it? Honesty up front.
He was like, so do you want to come to the car and do some ket?
Yeah.
Was he?
Yes.
Now, do you know if you had gone to, let's say, this car and done ket, do you have any idea what would have happened to you?
I would have been, like, tranquilized?
Unconscious.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in the car. With a stranger.
Oh, well, speaking of, another girl we spoke to last night came up to us, another black girl, and she's like, she was great.
Does it matter what colour these people are?
But she was so petite and tiny and like dressed so lovely. And then she was like, oh, you need to see what's in my handbag. Pulls out these two. They look like sort of thin, like mascaras or something, yeah. Right? One was mace and one was a taser.
Jesus.
Yeah, and she's like pulls the lid off the taser. She goes, see this? This is where you turn it on. And she turns it on. And you can hear, yeah. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
And are they legal?
No, yes, they are legal. Not legal to bring into bars and clubs. That's why she's got them in disguise. But you can carry them, unlike Australia. Because I did ask her that.
I've been warning you guys about the dangers of late night trawling around. Yeah. While things may seem fun and jovial, they can kick off real quick.
Oh, we went past one the other night. So we went past the Roxy, you know, the infamous Roxy.
On Sunset Boulevard,
and we saw a police car and a few people out the front at a kerfuffle. And so we pulled over and went and had a look at what was going on.
And I've been saying, why were you pulling over?
Hang on, what did you do? You got out of the car and went into the fight.
To the right, into the scene.
Into the scene.
Oh, yeah, because it was, you know, it's drama.
So, I tried to stop her,
so
Carl.
You're driving down Sunset, you see police vehicles and a kerfuffle.
Yes.
Out a rock and roll nightclub.
Yes, don't you want to know? It could have been anything.
Yeah, like a shooting or a mass stabbing.
You were thinking that it would be the next Britney Spears umbrella moment.
I thought, what if it's an iconic moment, like a Dua Lipa coming out of the club and she's having a brawl?
Why would Dua Lipa be at the Roxy?
I don't know. You
That's
just
where
don't
Ozzy
know.
Osbourne would go.
Yeah, I don't even know what happens at the Roxy. What
Not much.
Happens there?
It's like new thrash metal bands, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You should have told by the people out the front.
Yeah, I could tell. Yeah.
They all look like swampies with the eye mascara and all that rubbish. Yes.
Hey, Kyle, would you be curious to hear some of the karaoke audio from Jackie and the gang last night?
Not really,
I'd rather not.
No.
I'd rather not.
What have you got, Bruno?
Oh, I've got it queued up ready to play if you just wanted to hear, because apparently they didn't go down very well with the local crowd.
Oh, were they also black people?
Well, my new gay husband decided he would do a Childish Gambino rap song.
Kyle, this was before we went on.
Which had a lot of N-words in it.
Oh, my God.
Did he edit that?
Have you heard this song? It is so hardcore rap.
Oh,
and
know.
Do you know, anyone that was getting up and doing rap songs were just the black guys.
Yeah.
There was no white gay guy getting up and doing Childish Gambino. No one.
Let's hear. Is that the one
But
you've
that's
got?
Not what we're going to hear because then after that, we got up and sang We Will Rock You by Queen.
Oh,
I know.
What a disappointment.
It wasn't a good choice.
So who's on stage here? What are
it's
we going to hear?
Brooklyn, myself, and Josh.
Wow.
Two guys and a girl.
That's what your band should be called.
Two guys and a girl.
Two gays.
Oh, two gays,
and a girl.
Yeah.
Or a lady. Let's hear these idiots at the karaoke. Go, play.
Oh, no. Turn it off.
What's up, buddy?
That's me.
I thought that was like a 19-minute song, We Will Rock You. You guys got about a minute? How long did you sing?
2 minutes, I reckon.
It was definitely
He cut it short. Yeah, they definitely cut it short.
The crowd were turning?
The crowd were not into it. We didn't get them going at all. No.
I want to hear the Childish Gambino.
Oh, have we got that? Can you please get that because it's worth listening to. I mean, God love Damien.
Was he using the N-word?
No, because he asked me beforehand. He goes, can I say it or not? And I said,
why would
no.
He ask you?
I don't
you
know.
To do with
I just said, whatever you do, don't say it. Not here. Not anywhere, actually.
And so he said, well, what do I do then? And I said, you just don't say it. Like,
just
don't
keep
do anything
it blank.
Else.
Yeah.
But he was... When that was happening, he would put the crowd, like, pointed at
as if to go
the microphone at the crowd.
And were they yelling out?
No, they weren't.
They didn't yell it out.
No.
Okay, we've got it off.
Okay, yeah, put it on my mic, because your mic's very soft.
Okay.
Here we go. Okay, go. How do I play it? I don't know how to play a stupid iPhone. Go. I'm a bitch as good, I should be running Peter like I need to see this black shit. People all over me, my brain is very close to me. My brain is in my potion. He's never gonna sell it, going that good like that. Oh, one black chick's really into it.
like the logo left the club at 4:40. Eating Oreos like these white girls that blow me. Trouble with my lady.
Okay, wow, that's quite the skill I didn't know your husband had.
Same, I had no idea.
When the camera's panning around the room, Jackie's right, no one's interested.
No. Nah.
No one. Nah. Not even Jackie even had her back to it. I'm glad I don't go out with you guys.
I know, you're actually lucky.
Yeah, I know. A bomb went off yesterday in a courthouse in Los Angeles. 6 people injured after a 20-year-old man tossed a backpack that exploded at a security screening area of the courthouse.
God.
The loud explosion left the courthouse filled with smoke.
Oh.
The Santa Barbara County Sheriff's deputies scrambled to try and track down that suspect. Bruno also went down to the dispensary shop for me yesterday.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
In other important news.
No, yeah. It is related. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Dispensary was also bombed, wasn't it, Bruno?
It was firebombed. Yeah, I turned up feeling like really silly because, it had just been freshly firebombed.
I wonder who would do that and why.
I don't know. But
well, that's weird because
blowing shit up doesn't happen a lot at home.
Yeah.
In Melbourne, all the tobacconists are getting firebombed because of the illegal tobacco.
But who's blowing them up?
But here, it's legal to sell weed, right? Like
maybe it's the competitors.
You know, what you'll find is there's usually a lot of activist types that strongly believe in what they think is true and what everyone else thinks is shit. Those are the type of lunatics, these extreme activists that blow things up.
That are against
harass businesses. That clone. Lunatics.
The tobacconist is saying you get a... Who's doing that, though?
Well, it's because of the illegal tobacco. So when you buy it and it still has the cigarette logos on it and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's like crime now. So it's different crime gangs that are trying to sell it.
Oh, so like if you're a competitor of that in that black market tobacco world.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, right.
Thank you, Bruno. Yeah. You're making too much noise. I don't care about the cord.
Your microphone is having a mind of its own.
Yes, but Bruno kept doing it.
Yeah,
and I was like, it's working. Yeah. It's very annoying. Well, I didn't mean to stop the whole show.
You did.
So did you end up getting what you needed from the dispensary?
Bruno knows better than to come back without daddy's treats.
Yeah, so I asked, I said, listen, I'm from Australian media. We've got Snoop Dogg's blunt roller coming in on the show. Oh, yeah.
Which we do. Remember that blunt roller we had on, that guest years ago?
Yes, I do.
All her job is to sit down and just roll joints.
Oh, no.
We'll put her to the test today.
Yeah, but I told her I need the best weed. And I think I walked out with like $500 worth of like different weed. So I got like the tangerine kush, lemon nighttime.
Why did you have to get matcha, so much?
Well, the woman can roll very quickly, Jackie. There's no good rolling.
Yeah, but, like, you guys leave soon.
Yeah, well, I think I got upsold because she kept on saying, oh, yeah, but you can't buy this one without that one.
Oh, really? You definitely got upsold.
So, I hope she recognises that we bought the best kush for her.
Yeah, I bet you it's not even.
Does best mean strongest?
Yeah, it would, right?
Oh. I don't know. I felt a bit overwhelmed when I was in the store, so I wasn't really listening.
Yeah.
Well, this would be your part to join in and say whether
I'm not listening to anything he said. Well, I've already heard whatever he said yesterday.
We had a chat last night about it.
Oh, you're just zoning
out? So we're good.
I'm just scouring other news that might be of some sort of interest that I might be interested in.
Has anything got your attention?
Not yet.
No?
Some another car chase in Long Beach, don't care.
That's US news, right?
Yeah.
What
about monkeys save girl from being raped? What's that story about? What an incredible story.
Yeah, it happened in India, bro.
A sexual offender in India apparently lured a girl into the jungle, ripped her clothes off, tried to sexually assault her, but before he could get really into it, a group of monkeys came flying down the trees to chase the man away. When the terrified girl returned home, she told her parents, "The monkeys saved me."
Wow.
That could be a bit loosey-goosey, that story. The father told the media, "My daughter would have been dead by now if the monkeys had not intervened."
I believe that.
In other monkey news, in Thailand, a woman was working in the fields in Thailand with her 8-month-old baby daughter.
Yeah.
And you know those one group of monkeys that they've been on the news a lot? They use tools, like sticks to pull ants out of trees. They're the only monkeys that use tools.
Yeah.
So they're quite peaceful. They've got huge fangs like vampires. So they've turned. Like, so they were very peaceful and nice their entire life. Now this group of these monkeys went down, assaulted a woman in the field working, a human, snatched her eight-month-year-old baby out of her arms, and then ripped the baby apart in the jungle, and then took it to a laboratory. These are monkeys. Took it to a laboratory deep in the jungle that had been studying these monkeys for decades, and dumped the destroyed baby's body on the steps of the place.
Wait, so they're saying you're going to explore us and use us for testing?
I don't know what, but that...
And here, use your own people.
I can't believe it. Like, that's quite the turn for this breed of monkey.
Well,
so bit the mother on the neck, ripped the baby from her arms.
So it's like they've conspired.
That's what it felt like.
It's they've conspired, which is really interesting.
The people at the laboratory also said it appears they had used sticks and tools and rocks on the baby's body as well. So this is a horrific story.
So do we hate monkeys or... Well, I suppose it all depends on how things get treated and what their experiences are.
Well,
that's right. Like, in that world, they've got feelings like we do, and if they feel very hard done by, who knows, they might turn a bit evil.
If any species feels
threatened.
It doesn't
mean all monkeys are like that or would do that.
No, that's true.
Because when I went trekking for the chimps in Africa, so I was there in their natural environment.
A lot of people can relate to that, I suppose.
Well, I was there in their natural environment, not in a zoo. Yeah. And I was
The big apes?
Well, no, they're just chimps. Yeah. They're chimps, but it's a big family and community of them.
Right.
So it's probably about 20 and their friends and family. And they were telling us all about the dynamics between the group. And there's bullying going on. There's a crush. There's crying. I witnessed them crying.
There's crushes and crying?
Yeah, so there were three young chimps, one boy and two girls. And one girl had a huge crush on him.
Yeah.
But he didn't like her. He liked the other chimp. And the other chimp was like...
Could you look at the chimps and tell, oh, yeah, I get it?
No, I couldn't based on the looks. But when I was there observing, I could see her flirting with him. He wasn't paying her any attention. He went over to the other girl that he did like, and she turned her back and started crying. I watched her cry.
Which one cried?
The one that had the crush that was getting rejected. And she sat there and just cried.
And did you see yourself in that monkey? Did you go, that's the jungle monkey version of me?
No, because I was married and everything was fine.
Is this like on Meerkat Manor when they would just, narrate a story to go with whatever footage there was?
No, well, I mean, these guys, the guides, they're seeing them, witnessing them every single day, so they start to learn, like...
Were they telling you that?
Probably make up all they make
No. What I witnessed was so human-like. It really was. It was incredible. I'll never forget it because you don't see that in the zoo.
I reckon I could go outside and video on an iPhone 2 minutes of an ant colony and come back with an entire narrative.
Tell me.
That's a gay ant there and he hates that ant there.
Haven't you done that for a stick insect once?
Yes, I have. Yeah, that was another stoned moment where I was filming a stick insect.
Were you?
Yeah. It was good, that stick insect.
Yeah.
Remember I said something and it turned and looked at me all angry? It looked angry.
That's right. I do remember that, actually.
Okay, that's enough. Okay. When's that joint roller get here?
Hey, we don't have DJ Triple XL this week. We have instead DJ James Kennedy.
That's right. James from Vanderpump Rules.
Walked past the other day, Brooklyn. Yeah, he's doing our mini mix this morning.
We'll get Snoop's joint roller in here. A little bit of Jason Alexander. Yeah, George from Seinfeld.
Yes.
I caught up with him. We'll chat with him. And then Tyler Henry. All that coming up. James Kennedy doing our mini mix this morning. What do you got for us, James?
What's up? It's DJ James Kennedy, and I'm taking over the music this morning on Kyle and Jackie O, only on Kiss.
I'm feeling, I just wanna taste it. Got the feeling you don't wanna wait. I don't know what you want me to be.
Ooh. I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skiller, baby. If you think about your boy is,
I don't even know what to say, then you can't turn me down. You can whip your lip on me.
That's right,
whip your lip on me.
Young J-A-C-K, a.k.a. Rico, like Suave, Young Enrique, speaking a.k.a. She's an alpha, but not around your boy. She's wild about your boy. Hold on, don't know what you heard or what you thought about your boy. But they lied about your boy. Going dumb, and it's some idiotic about your boy. She wearing cheetah print. That's how bad she want to buy it around your boy. I'm vanilla, baby. I'll choke you, but I ain't no killer, baby. She's 28, telling me I'm still a baby. I get love in Detroit like Skiller, baby.
He told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way will I last night. Kiss your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip, sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I say shit I don't mean. But I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way would I last night. No way would I last night. No way would I last night.
James Kennedy on our decks this morning, live out of Hollywood. Thank you, James. We'll be back later. Jackie, let me tell you, if you're going to do those dances, excuse me,
sorry,
if you're going to do those dances, please at least have a brassiere on. If you're doing the H-O-T-T in your arms.
It's like the new YMCA, that dance.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, my husband yesterday goes, oh, this dance is just like the RSPCA dance. And I said, what? The RSPCA. RSPCA.
What's the
But did he really think YMCA was RSPCA?
Well, I don't know.
You married a dope. Don't worry. We've all made that mistake, right, Jackie?
Yeah.
Let's do Tradie vs. Lady now.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble.
I want to start a fight.
Okay, a Tradie vs. Lady for Friday. Big day. Whoever wins gets a double to go and see Dua Lipa, the Radical Optimism Tour. That's in Australia, March. The first show's sold out. New ones on sale. LiveNation.com.au.
Let me introduce you to Brooke. She is 30 years old and she works as a...
supervisor.
Operation supervisor.
Wow.
Hey, Brooke.
Hey, Brooke. How are you, hon?
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hi, honey.
What does that actual job mean? What is it that you do?
So I'm an operation supervisor for a big logistics and supply company.
Oh, so transportation and all that sort of supply, all
that. Yeah, so we pick and pack some of the most biggest Australian brands. So
wow.
I won't say the brand.
No, you keep it all quiet. All right. Keep it quiet.
She drives a Toyota Prado. Yeah. She is married with one daughter.
Right.
She her favorite sex position is her leg over his shoulder.
Oh, you're quite the acrobat.
Yes, pretty flexible.
Now, is that a standing up? Is that a standing up situation, or the leg over his shoulder while you're laying down?
Laying down. Leg over shoulder while laying down. Yeah.
Both legs or one leg?
Both legs.
Jesus. Jackie's writing that down there. Add that to your repertoire.
When she was younger, she stole makeup from a shop and had to run from security, and she ended up hiding in the bushes. That's her biggest story of the most scandalous story.
What'd you steal? An Astralis lip liner? What are we dealing with here? High-end stuff or low-end stuff? What?
No, it was low end, and my friends dared me to steal some makeup, so I did it, and then I ran because the security alarms went off. I ran into the bushes and found that it was actually stuck to my shoes.
What was? The security tag?
Yes.
Oh, no, Brooke.
Oh, what an amateur. You're an amateur.
Yeah.
Yes, it was the first and last time I ever stole anything.
Well, that's a great lesson to learn.
Oh, weighing in at 68 kilos, it's a Brookie era right there.
Yeah. Okay, Brooke, good luck. Okay, playing up against her today is a fellow that works for the SES in Melbourne. His name is Shane, and he's no muck around. He's a Hilux driver. OG gangster.
There's heaps of people that drive those Hiluxes, though.
What do you call them?
Hiluxes.
Hiluxes? It's not a freaking Asian soup. It's a Toyota Hilux. Not a Hiluxy. Sorry, Shane. I'm dealing with lunatics here.
That's okay. How are we going?
Mate, very well. You can tell he's a nice guy because he volunteers for the SES.
That's nice, yeah.
Are they all nice types at the SES, or do you get your occasional weirdo that just likes to see tragedy?
No, you get some occasional weirdos, especially the ones that put their hand up first to do burn-offs out in the mountains there. So you kind of have to deal with them.
Yeah.
But most of the guys are nice, so, yeah, good to work with.
Oh, that's great. He's been married for 5 years. This guy seems to have a wonderful life.
Yeah.
His favourite sex position is missionary, because who wants to put any effort into these things?
Right.
I like the misho. Recently, he nearly died while skydiving.
Oh, no, don't say that. What happened?
Take me back. It was about 2 months ago now. Skydiving is something I never wanted to do, but a few of the boys...
Why'd you do it?
Well, the boys brought me in for my birthday, for a birthday present, so I kind of had no choice. Travis went up in the plane, got up to 14,000 feet out in the Yarra Valley there. Out we go. I was the last one out. And for some reason, I was dropping lower than the other boys and their parachutes were open. So I kept on dropping down. My co-guy, he kept pulling something down, but nothing was happening. So
hang on. You jumped out of the plane last with an instructor. And all your other friends, their parachutes were out, and then you went straight past them all, and you realized,
instructor is pulling something, and nothing's happening.
Oh my god! Yeah,
it's your worst nightmare.
I was absolutely shitting bricks, and eventually he kept pulling and pulling, and it ended up opening up. Got down on the ground, and I thanked him for it, and he's like, "Mate, that was lucky." I'm like, "What?" And then he explained to me afterwards.
See, what happened?
But what did he explain? What exactly happened there?
He said that the first parachute that was meant to open up got stuck, so that didn't even come out. And he's pulling down on the second one because they have an emergency one, and that didn't come out the first time. Oh. And he kept pulling and he pulled harder, and it eventually came out.
Oh God!
See, guys,
that's it.
You guys don't realize, like this, people don't think properly.
Mm.
Think of the people that are the extreme sports guys that are running these parachute things. They love it, they live it, they breathe it. But they're the extreme sports guys. You know the types. They're extreme.
Kyle, I know what you're saying.
They're also packing the parachute at the end of the day.
I disagree with you there. I think those guys are coming off the back of a bender and their mind's elsewhere.
They're extreme guys. They're all loose.
No, I don't know about that, but who knows what happened with this parachute.
What about your experience? Did I just see someone nude walk past the pool? Sorry, guys.
No, she's wearing a nude skin-coloured suit.
Is that your nanny?
Who is that? Is that your nanny?
I don't know.
Oh, you've got a fabulous nanny.
Yeah, well, then we've got a no-toad policy.
She's walking around in Skims.
Sorry, back to business. Where are we at? Oh, yeah, weighing in at 82 kilos, it's Shane of the Dead, everyone.
Shane of the Dead. All right, okay. Shane, we'll start with you. Here we go. Question number one.
Right.
What are you checking for if you get a pap smear?
Don't put a lot of passion into the question, Jackie.
Is that something to do with the girl's vagina?
Yes.
I think that's right, isn't it?
No. What are you checking for?
Time's
up. Cancer, that sort of thing.
Oh, cancer.
Cancers, infections and inflammation. Could have said any of those things, actually.
How would we know what goes on?
Alrighty, Shane, never mind. Question number two. Nylon triangle, square and round are all types of what?
Nylon triangle.
Yeah. That's the key there. Nylon triangle.
That's the key.
That's your biggest indicator.
Nylon. Are they... No, it is something fake.
Titties, you meant?
Oh, no, yeah. No. Yeah, you wouldn't get square tits.
Why not?
Well, why would you? You want round, right?
Yeah, well, that's what everyone's
and
got.
Do you want triangle tits? No.
Well, I've seen like banana-shaped looking tits, mango-looking watermelon.
What they are types of tea bags. You know, the nylon triangle, the
Those fabric nylon ones.
I don't
like
them.
They look so fancy.
They look
great. They don't work.
They don't. Takes forever for tea to seep through.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Brooklyn can't relate because what? You're still too young? You don't drink tea yet?
Well, no, I drink green tea sometimes.
Mm, okay, you're so boring.
That's got a heap of rules around
it. Yeah, we don't care about your rules.
What rules?
The water has to not be boiling. It has to be
80 degrees. Yeah, I know.
Everyone
knows.
Leave it in there for 2 minutes.
Okay.
Don't live your life by others' rules.
Yeah, you know.
Forge your own path.
That's right.
Okay.
Don't be led by what T2 tells you.
That's right. Like, you didn't let other people's rules about who you should fall in love with, dictate your desires in life.
Yeah, we got them changed.
Question number three. Which shop sells the famous Brazilian bum bum cream?
Oh, what on earth is that?
Oh, you don't know?
No.
Oh, that's massive, the Brazilian bum bum cream.
I've never heard of that before in my life. Brazilian bum bum cream. I'll just say Target.
Target, Jackie.
No, Mecca.
I'm so distracted when I'm looking at Brooklyn. Oh, that's that's Snoop's joint roller out there by the pool.
Oh, is it?
Oh, my God. I let her. She is coming in hot.
What do you mean?
She's got jars and jars of everything. She's got these joints called missiles that are like as big as your arm.
We're in the middle of a game.
I'm sorry.
I wasn't sure who that was.
Sorry.
Okay, well, you got 2 out of 3. Nice work, bro. Stand by there. Brooke, you ready to go? Question one.
All right, go, Brooke. Only one you need. One.
What is roof sarking?
Okay. Sorry, say that again.
What is roof sarking?
Roof sarking.
Well, the answer is a protective layer that sits under the roof tiles to avoid moisture entering. Would something to do with the roof be a good answer?
Probably not specific enough, yeah.
No, sorry.
No.
Okay, question two. Baseball, trucker, and camper are all different types of what? Baseball. Caps, yes, correct.
Oh, we win. That's it. Yes, we've won.
Yeah. How?
Well, Shane never got one right.
Oh.
Yeah.
You said he had 2 out of 3.
Hang on. Wait, what?
I've ticked that Shane got the first one and the second one right.
No, he didn't get any of them right.
Oh.
But I've ticked it, so.
Too bad. Untick it.
I'll change those ticks to a... I even said you got 2 out of 3 right.
Oh, I didn't hear
you. No one said anything.
Shane, did you hear him say that?
I heard him say 2 out of 3, and deep down I'm like, yes, you ripper, Kyle, looking after the book.
It must just be in my DNA.
Oh, my God. Play the song again.
Oh, play it again. Yeah, hey, Katie. Yeah, girls.
Yeah, Katie.
Well, let's have a look what you've won, by the way, Brooke. Well done. The double to see Dua Lipa here at the Australian Tour. By the way, if you haven't bought tickets, you can jump on livenation.com.au for the fifth and final shows on sale now. Good luck, bro.
Ladies on 72, tradies, read it and weep, 68.
That's right.
Sucker.
Yeah, thank you. Snoop Dogg's joint roller. She's on next. Don't miss it here at Kiss.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show. Kiss Melbourne Traffic.
Secure incredible savings across the Mercedes-Benz SUV range. At now, visit your local Mercedes-Benz retailer to test drive today. T's and C's apply. It's Vic LaRusso, live from the Kiss Chopper. Tramworks in the city for Swanston Street is closed between Beckett Street and Queensbury Street. See if you can use Elizabeth Street or Russell Street instead. Roadworks through Burwood, Burwood Highway, Citybound, Suffolk Station Street. It's now near the uni, down to one lane. Greensboro, Harrow Road and Flintoff Street at the intersection. Some road repairs, and that's been impacting traffic travelling toward Grimshaw Street and the circuit. IGA 3-day sale is here. Devondale 500 gram cheese block, just $8.50 each. That's better than half price. Hurry in today to your local IGA. The Kiss cast across town today, 17. Vic LaRusso first. Kiss traffic and weather together. Kyle and Jackie O in the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Everyone in Melbourne is chasing Coldplay tickets.
I dreamed alone. I wrote a song. And all the things that you do, and it was called yellow.
And I will try to fix you.
We have all your free tickets to see them live.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Ah, yes, thank you so much. I'm so excited. I love Coldplay.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win. Number one hit music station, Kiss 101.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
The secret. Need to hire an extra pair of hands for the work site?
A really safe pair of hands.
With a strong work ethic and their own work ute?
Wow.
That's really specific.
Hiring the right people for your small business is not a secret. It's the secret.
That's actually a website.
Yes, technically.
Seek.com.au. It's literally a website.
With better candidate matches than ever before.
Seek.
And you shall find.
For a limited time only, come face to face with the ultimate apex predator, Victoria. Victoria the T-Rex is an immersive exhibition displaying the first real T-Rex fossil ever to be shown in Melbourne, alongside holograms, augmented reality and film that truly bring her to life. Travel back in time 66 million years and experience this global sensation only at Melbourne Museum, the home of dinosaurs. Now open. Search Melbourne Museum to pre-book your tickets.
Need a new bed? Don't know what to do with the old? Trade and save now at Domain. It's easy. Trade in your old mattress and save up to a massive 55% off the new. Plus bonus standard local delivery and removal on in-store purchases over $1,499. Save up to a massive 55% off selected big brands. Sealy Posturepedic, Dunlop Pillow by Sleepmaker, King Coil by AH Beard and Tempur. Plus bonus local delivery and removal. Hurry, limited time. Trade and save now at Domain. Conditions and exclusions apply.
All right, hold still.
This is the sound of an unnecessary bowl cut.
Whoa, wait. Check money plan. No need to trim the budget that much.
Phew.
There's better tools to help you budget, like Money Plan in the CommBank app, one of many simple tools from CommBank to help manage your money. And they just won Canstar's Bank of the Year award for best digital banking for the 15th year in a row. Conditions apply when using the CommBank app.
Members save more at 7-Eleven. Pick up a regular coffee with your choice of milk, including oat or soy, at selected stores. Just $1.50 when you scan the My 7-Eleven app. 7-Eleven, wonderfully easier. T's and C's apply.
Does your to-do list live rent-free in your head? Airtasker has you covered. The app where you can hire the right person to do any task. From steaming carpets to moving house to hanging paintings to painting chicken coops. Get more done with Airtasker.
Been buying the same laundry product on repeat? Switch to One. Only One has 4-in-1 quad power technology for stain removal, freshness and softness all in one easy capsule. Look for the teal pack on special at Coles today. Only One gets laundry done.
Fresh Tassie salmon fillets are full of omega-3, protein, and much easier to grab than live salmon. Plus, they're now only $15.99 for a 4-pack at Aldi.
There's a bear in the door!
Every time. Aldi, good different.
Hurry! The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Live from Beverly Hills.
Keep it kiss.
Keep it kiss.
She's back. Back again. She's back. Tell her friend.
Guess who's back? 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 Guess who's back?
Well, look what the stork brung. What? Little baby devil with the fork tongue. Sticking out, yeah, like a sore thumb. With a forehead that it grew horns from. Still a white shirt, pulling up in a Chrysler to the cipher with the folks, folks and a Bud Light shirt. Lyrical technician, an electrician, y'all light work. And I don't gotta play pretend, it's you, I make believe. And you know I'm here to stay, cause me. If I was to ever take a leave, it would be as friend to break a feed. If I was to ask for Megan D. Stallion, if she would collab with me, would I really have a shot at a feed? I don't know, but I'm glad to be back like
that. In my bag, bruh. Like abracadabra.
And for my last trick,
just like that in my back, bruh.
Now back in the days of old me, right around the time I became a dope fiend. Ate some cocaine as a way of coping. Take the movie, get takes of OE. Turned me into smelly face emoji. My shit may not be age appropriate, but I will hit an 8-year-old in the face with a participation trophy.
Yes, I have zero doubts that this whole world's about to turn into some Girl Scouts. Censorship
girls out. So when I started this verse, it did start off lighthearted at first, but it feels like I'm targeted. Mind-boggling how my profit is skyrocketed. Look what I pocketed. Yeah, the shit is just like y'all have been, like jogging in. I've been running at full speed, and that's why I'm ahead like my noggin. I'm the fight y'all in. When you debate who the best, but I saw white chalk and win. I step up to that mic cock it in. Oh my god, attention, not again.
Abracadabra.
And for my last trick,
I'm about to
reach in my back, bro.
This morning here at Kiss FM, Kyle, Jackie live out of Hollywood. Morning, everyone. Yeah, baby. Renegade Piranha, she is the queen, absolute, undisputed queen of joint rolling. Anyone who's anyone in Hollywood and around the world knows Renegade knows how to roll them things out and then just keep rolling and rolling and rolling. The woman's crazy with the rolling.
Yeah, really.
Renegade,
good.
Welcome back. You look fantastic.
Thank you so much for having me. I love you guys.
We love you.
I was looking forward to you pulling up to LA so we could show you how we get down.
Yeah, I know.
In America over here. Yeah.
Now, you've rolled in with a giant bag. And now, is that your handbag or is that your product bag?
This is a personal bag I actually got in Mosul in Iran when I went to go visit last year.
Oh, it's so really gorgeous. They've made that in Iran?
Yeah, it's handmade. It's super beautiful. But I have inside of it something special for you.
What, for me?
Yes. So I'm doing a new line with Woody Harrelson.
Oh, yeah, the actor.
Yeah. Incredible actor. God bless him. Such a wonderful activist in the entire cannabis space too. So he's doing a lot of really good stuff.
So he loves the green.
He loves the green. He's been a huge proponent for it forever. He has his own dispensary / lounge where you can consumption lounge.
All right.
So very Amsterdam.
Yeah.
So you go in and you smoke in the joint.
Let's go there tonight.
That sounds fabulous. I'm down.
I got a cabana for us. Let's go.
Done. I'm in.
Done.
Sorry, Jackie. No room for you.
I'm on a plane. I know. I'm going to miss out on all your fun.
We'll be just as high as each other
tonight.
Exactly,
yeah.
So the new things I'm doing with him are these giant, and I mean giant, Woodies.
Oh, what the hell's that?
Oh, my God. I've never seen a joint that big before.
One's for you.
Check that.
That's an actual joint.
Check. Yeah. That's the biggest joint I've ever seen in my life.
It's the big Woody. It's the 8-incher.
That's insane. Yeah.
Now, due to archaic Australian laws, I am unable, or any of us, to smoke this on air.
You'll have to consume it tonight, then.
I will. And being in Los Angeles, completely decriminalized.
Yes.
How long has it been decriminalized for? Because there was the time where you could get the medical marijuana.
It was medical. I want to say 2017. Can somebody fact check that for us?
Yeah.
Oh, none of these guys are going to do any work.
Yeah.
They all look like they work here, but no, they don't do any work.
Yeah.
This smell.
It's a really nice.
I know all the different.
But he loves sun-grown, really organic.
Does he?
No pesticide stuff. Yeah, he's not into the modern day.
All the scientists, rubbish, shit like that?
Yeah. Well, it's to each their own.
Yeah.
But he's very much into, the health aspect of certain things. So it just depends on, the different clients all want different things. Some of them want, the gassy, back to the future gas.
Right. Jackie has no idea.
What does that mean?
You
I
just
don't know.
Glassed over
so,
there, Jackie.
The best way for me to explain it, I think, as an analogy, for someone who doesn't understand, is think about dog breeding.
Yeah.
So there was original breeds of dogs, and then now you have teacup, Yorkie.
Yes, a cavoodle, or
husky,
labradoodle.
They've been bastardized.
Exactly. So they just, it's genetic, it's genetic breeding. And yep. then God bless the breeders too, because that's how then you get those really good.
How did you become a, is there like a school for professional joint rollers, or is the school just the streets?
The school is you have to be involved in what you do. Like, I'm not only a client, I'm the smoking president. but in reality, I think we came from an era where it wasn't necessarily readily accessible.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was a matter of, hey, we want to enjoy what we're doing here, so nobody mess it up. So somebody better know how to roll right. Somebody, we don't want to waste it. You don't want it to, you know, be a bad experience. So I think then over time, you just, and then that's part of the culture too. You already know. You live down under.
Yeah.
And you already know. You got to have tux. You got to know how to roll.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, the thing. Renegade, it's kind of like a little flex of whether you know what you're doing.
Renegade, I think I've told you this before, and I'm a little bit embarrassed, but.
Don't be embarrassed.
I was with Snoop Dogg in Irvine a few years, like maybe 10, 15 years ago, Jackie.
Yeah.
So I was working with him and some artists, and Snoop and I, we just smoked weed and went from one studio to the other telling the artists, yeah, that's shit, that's good, do more of this, dude. But we were high.
Yep.
Now, I don't know if you've been to Snoop's Irvine studio in the industrial area. I was sitting in this thin green room.
No.
Everything was green. The couch was green. They had little Hulk characters.
Is that the compound he has?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
Okay, yeah. I've never been there. I've been there to drop off stuff and pick stuff up.
Yeah, you don't want to be in there.
Well, yeah.
It gets nasty in. So,
I work. I'm just a
you come in, you do your
young
thing.
Lady.
But he was in that room with me, which seemed like for 2 weeks.
Yeah, of course.
And it probably
time
was.
Slows down.
And he said to me, nephew, I'm gonna teach you something Tupac taught me.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, wow, this is going to be a moment.
Yes.
He pulls his joint out. Mm-hmm. It starts making this big blunt joint with cigar thing. And so you know how long Snoop's fingers are? They're like gigantic sausages. You know what I'm saying?
They're big. I've never paid attention, but I would assume for how
long.
Tall he is, I would assume his fingers are
gangly, long. So I'm so buckled. I don't even know what's going on. He's rolling the joint.
And he does magic.
He does this weird thing where his fingers are so long, I can't even see what he's actually doing. Yep. And then he produces this joint and then he hands it to me and he goes, Now I taught you.
Uh-huh.
Nephew, now you do it.
Exactly.
I've never been able to make it properly. I make the worst joints in the world.
Okay, so
sticky looking little bent looking.
Guess what I'm working on? The education part of all of this.
Oh, fabulous.
So I'm creating a rolling university.
Here we go, everyone. This is worth learning.
No, genuinely. So I'm working with my old high school teacher, who's like mentor turned really good friend.
Did you guys ever hook up?
No.
I read a lot of that here in America.
No,
a lot
my gosh,
of people
no,
hook
I don't
up
get down.
That.
Listen, I am God's child. I live a righteous life. I do not get down with none of the funny stuff ever, never.
Well, that's a shame.
But she has like two masters and different things like that. So,
clever lady.
Yeah, super clever lady. So I'm working on developing a university for everyone to be able to roll right, because it helps your life when you're not over it not smoking properly.
Right?
Like imagine
worse.
You're trying to drink if you're a drinker and it's not cold or it's not in the right cup.
Or there's no hole for it to come out of.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or the hole's blocked.
Exactly.
That makes sense, I guess.
So there's science behind it. Well, you smoke. So,
no, well, cigarettes, I do, yeah. No, I don't smoke weed.
And
crack.
But you would, crack, you do the crack?
No.
You want your experience of whatever it is to be done the right way, in particular if it's medicinal. So the teaching also goes not just for, you know, my homie who wants to just roll nice.
Yeah, roll
Because Unc told him, nephew, you better learn.
Yeah. And nephew, now you know.
And he has a hard time sleeping every night knowing that he's like, I will fail Snoop. I don't want to fail.
I don't want to be a loser.
Yeah, I don't want to be a loser. But it's a lot of times... people have family members who have arthritis or have some sort of ailment or disease.
Any of those things.
Can't create that for themselves. So then that's when, you know, your nice nephew learns how to do it.
Yeah, it gets passed on.
Yeah, exactly. And then nephew can help Unc out when Unc needs a blunt.
You don't disclose who you roll for.
I mean, it's been disclosed just because the
by
people
others.
Are nosy come to find out.
But it's not, it's not seen as naughty anymore.
No,
so
a lot of those
secrets are gone.
Honestly, it's a flex for them.
Yeah.
I mean,
Elon? You rolled for Elon?
Not personally, but the one he consumed on the Joe Rogan
show
was gifted to Joe by Snoop, and those were the ones that I rolled for the Snoop.
So you did roll Elon's joint.
So you did. Yeah. You actually did.
So that
did.
One was left there by Snoop, and Snoop would gift the hosts of different shows, and then I believe that's the one that, I mean, that's how it was told to me. Obviously, I don't know Joe Rogan, but that's how they told me the story. They was like, yeah, you did that. So,
well, you'd be able to know. God. Would you be able to see a roll to joint and be able to pick out your work versus others?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. One time it happened. They were like, you didn't roll these. And I was like, so I never tried
so
it again.
So someone else knew they weren't your rolls.
Wait, why did you get someone else to do it?
Well,
that
when
day,
you get
you
to
remember?
Her fame level, you get a whole bunch of others.
No, this was years ago. Oh. This was probably like 7 years ago. I had somebody who I was like, you're good. I was even quality controlling them myself. I was
you
like,
were
no,
impressed.
That's good. Yeah, I was like, that's good enough. That's good to go. And then they were like, no.
What's this shit?
I was
someone
like,
said.
Oh. And then when I looked at them, I was like, oh, they do look different than mine. Because I wasn't comparing them to mine. I was just,
you were just
I was
thinking
just checking
that's
them for quality.
One.
But if somebody makes you your omelets every single morning a particular way, like your mom's favorite, whatever, if she gave that recipe to somebody else,
it
even if they
the
followed
right.
it to a T,
you're right.
It's not the same because you they get know. Used to, you get used to a certain role.
What do you think's the best argument for legalizing weed? Because there's chatter of it in Australia. Medical is now acceptable.
I think this is where God bless the scientists and the people that actually do the research. I think there are so many years of research put behind the medicinal qualities of it. Also, the recreational, and I use the word benefits loosely, but the recreational benefits versus other vices.
Yep.
Like when you look at drunk driving accidents versus, come on, if you're like high, you're just probably driving super slow.
Yeah, I've always looked
like
down, I realize, oh shit, I'm doing 30 under the speed limit.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think.
Can you drive high in California?
No, technically because it's medicinal. Yep. It's a medicine, and you don't, now I'm sure some people.
I've heard you have to pull over, you have to pull over to medicate. And
well,
then you're able to drive again.
You're supposed to wait a certain amount of time between medication and operating any sort of machinery.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you don't know how everybody reacts to it. Also, depending on how much tolerance you have, if you got more
like
tolerance.
Like old mate over here.
Absolutely.
She'd be greened out. She'd be greened out. Yeah, that's right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Yeah.
Whip that thing. But somebody else might not be able to whip the whippers because they're not used to it. So because it's medicinal, we have to respect it that way.
I watched Jackie Green out once. Remember that?
Yeah. But that's why the laws of it, it's good
so
when we
sad.
Have people involved that like want to get shit rocking the right way. Because
the husband greened out on the same night. It was an embarrassment to the
What's
entire
the
family.
What's the story?
Her and the husband.
I don't remember
she's
this.
Been married multiple times.
No,
yeah, because you were greened out.
That.
Should we jump him?
I don't think I did that,
no,
Kyle.
You were greened
I think
out.
Lee might have, maybe.
Well, I don't want to speak ill of the dead.
He's not dead.
Well, he's dead
so
to
you know,
us.
Renegade.
He's dead to us.
No, he's not. He's not dead to me.
Oh, that's right. He's the father of your child.
Yeah.
He's
you naughty down. Ooh,
he's,
this is
he greened out. He's English.